In the second reading, Paul says about bearing all things through love. Bearing all things through love by humility, gentleness, and patience. Today is a Mother's Day, and a day that we show especially love to all mothers. But do we really show our love to our mothers and to everyone else? We know that God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. But we have to examine ourselves and see what type of love do we have. Do we only love a select few? Do we love those who think along the same line as we do? Do we love those only because we have to love them? Now, we know that Jesus loved everyone, and he is a hard act to follow. But it really isn't hard to love. Love comes from the heart. And if we're willing to share our love, we grow in love, and God is with us. But if we don't share our love, then how can God remain in us? Sometimes we judge people because they are different, speak different languages, different nationality, different customs, and we're afraid to acknowledge their differences, and we don't show them love. Sometimes we think that because they think different from us, or they are different from us, that they don't think like we do. I worked for the U.S. Postal Service as a senior computers analyst, and I did a morale survey there. It had 10 points, and you had to classify which of the 10 points was number one most important for you, second most important for you, third most, and down the line to the 10th. And I gave this survey to the employees who worked in the trucks, who made the mailbags and all that, to rate them. And I gave them also to the supervisors and managers to also rate this morale survey. But I also gave these managers the same sheet saying, what do you think your employees will rate them? Well, after they all handed them to me, I looked at the supervisors and managers' rating, and I compared them to the employees' rating, and they matched exactly. But then I looked at what the managers thought the employees would rate them, and they were totally different. So managers, I brought this up to the managers, and they had to acknowledge that, you know, we thought wrong about the employees. They think exactly like us. As I said, sometimes we form opinions and we hold our love back because we think people think differently. Us parents also are the first example to children. We have to be careful what we show our children about love because we are the first teachers to them. There's a story about a little boy who was about 7 years old. He lived with his mom and his dad and with his grandfather on his father's side. And his grandfather had the beginning of Alzheimer's, and when he would eat, his hand would shake and tremble. And of course, when he was putting the food in his mouth, some of it would fall on the table. And his father used to get mad at his dad. And one day, his grandfather went to grab his cup and his hand was shaking, it dropped and the milk spilled all over the table. The little boy's father yelled at his dad, at his grandfather, and said, look, you gotta be careful and all that. And he was upset. So the next day, the boy's father bought a wooden table, small wooden table, wooden chair, wooden bowl, wooden cup, wooden utensils, and he put it away from the main table. And he sat his dad there. While they were eating, the little boy looked at his grandfather and saw tears running down his grandfather. He felt that something was wrong. Well, a couple of days later, the little boy's father is coming home from work and he sees his son on the floor. And he said, son, what are you doing? I'm making something for your mom. He says, what are you making for me? Well, I'm making for you a wooden bowl, a wooden cup, wooden spoon. The father realized that his son was going to treat them as he was treating his father. Well, his dad took the wooden table and all the wooden stuff he bought for his father, threw him outside, took his dad, put him in a table, never complained again about any spillage that his father would have. His son taught him a lesson. We have to be patient with each other by love, by showing love. The older we get, the more we lose our faculties. We forget things. We don't remember things. We're not as sharp as we used to be. We have to be loving for one another, caring for one another. We don't only have to show our mothers and the mothers that we love them. We have to show the mothers and the fathers and all every day of our lives. We have to understand and be patient with them, and through that with love. There's a story about an old couple who went to a restaurant to eat. And they sat down to eat, and the waiter gives them the menu, and the husband goes to his wife, honey, whatever you want to eat, order whatever you want, my love, my precious one. And the waiter was taken in by his words of endearment to his wife. So he goes to the old man and says, how long have you guys been married? He goes, we've been married over 50 years. So he goes, wow, this is nice, the words of endearment that you use for her. That's very nice that you call her those precious words. He says, oh, all that, after being married 50 years, I've forgotten her name. See, you have to show patience with one another. You have to show love with one another. You have to be there. It's not just saying, I love you, because what they always say, action speaks louder than words. And if we are true disciples of God, we are true Christians, we should show our love for everyone, showing that we are disciples of Christ and that God is in us by sharing love. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open our hearts to show our love to everyone every day. Help us, Lord, to show that we care for them by our words and by our action. Help us to grow in love so that God can always be in us. Amen.